Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Wednesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. He's Frank Marchese. We are the Brayden Sir Prenant Show. We are live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It is National Signing Day today. National Signing Day today. Can we get a round of applause for National Signing Day today? All right, yeah. Yeah. This day, here's my take on National Signing Day. Here's what we got on National Signing Day. And I wasn't going to start with this, but talking to Ben Higgins and the kind of transition that we have in between shows, it kind of sparked the conversation. It kind of sparked the conversation. Let's talk about National Signing Day for a second. I want to start off National Signing Day conversation in the sense of, for the kids, at least the ones that I coach and the ones here in San Diego, congratulations to you and being able to play college football. That to me is like the most important thing. This is a day where those kids and their families get to understand that they are going to be able to play college football. You know what? They made it to their destination. All of those workouts, all the driving all over the place for practices and everything like that, you got your kid a scholarship. Congratulations. It's great. So from that perspective, I don't mind it. Now, in terms of, and here's what I was explaining to Frank. National Signing Day is like the WWE. Here's what I mean. If you watch the WWE, like Survivor Series was over the weekend, and this is what I never used to understand about the WWE until I was enlightened by the fans that actually watched the WWE. When I was in college, my roommates all loved WWE, and I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever watched. What is this? Like, this is not a sport. It's all stage. It's all fake. Why are you watching a fake sport? And the response was, well, it's not a sport. It's just like watching a TV show. And I was like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. When I viewed it as what I thought it was, straight up in a literal sense, I was like, this is stupid. But then when I realize that it's more about just being a show, I fully understand it. Let's talk about it from a college football recruiting standpoint. The general concept of National Signing Day and fans reacting like they're about to just like these 20 commits that we're going to get or 35 commits that we're going to get are going to be the future of our sports here in whatever godforsaken city they're in college athletics. And you think that's this is great for depth and we're going to have these guys for 4 years. This is great. You view it from that standpoint, stupid. Today's a stupid day. When you realize it's just these kids are now accomplishing that they get to college, it's great. But National Signing Day, it's like most of these guys now enter the portal. And here's the thing about National Signing Day. Like, great for all the little sports that don't make any money. This is all about football. The reason why this is on TV, the reason why people care, is because of football. As arrogant as that sounds, that's the reality of the situation. Where's all the money? It's in football, especially at the college level. Like, good for all the other sports and the kids. And like I said, it's great for the kids and the families. But if you're a sports fan and you're a fan of Texas Tech or BYU, or how about USC? Where's all my USC fans out there? USC is the number one recruiting class this year. You got 35 commits, 21 4-stars, and a 5-star. Doesn't mean anything. Until those players are donning the Trojan on the side of their helmet when they run into the Coliseum, it doesn't mean anything. And most of this is just rankings from people that write for 24/7 Sports. And I know some people that do that. Like, Greg Biggins isn't there anymore. He's at Rivals now. But Greg Biggins does a really good job of evaluating talent in Southern California. But he will tell you, it's a guess. When you look at 5-stars and 4-stars and 3-star athletes, right? We see it all the time. We see all the comparisons all the time. You know what that's about? That is that website's guess at how far that kid's going to go in his football career. So 5-star athletes are evaluated as these are going to be guys that are starters in the National Football League. It's the same thing with the rating system that they have for the farm systems for Major League Baseball, right? How many times do we evaluate that, Frank? We look at the farm system rankings and Fangraphs is like, well, this player is going to project to be this.
We were going to do it yesterday and are going to do it today.
It's all a guess. They don't know. The 5-star athlete's a kid that they think could play in the NFL. 4-star athletes, guys think they can make it to the NFL. Really good college players. 3-star athletes, slightly smaller than the 4- and 5-star athletes. They usually have a chip on their shoulder. But all these recruiting rankings and everything that comes out, it really doesn't mean anything, especially in NIL and the transfer portal. I mean, how many of these kids, I'd like to know the percentages. We talk about this when it comes to like the percentages of high school kids that make it to college and the percentage of high school kids that not only make it to college but also make it to the pros, right? We went over those percentages the other day. I would like to know the percentage of athletes, especially in football, that football and basketball, to be honest with you, the ones that sign at that school and stay at that school for 4 straight years. That's what I would like to know. I mean, you go through some of these old classes. You can. I've gone through it before and trying to figure out whether or not it means anything. Last year's TCU recruiting, again, I go back to TCU because I pay attention to them a little bit more than anything else because it's my alma mater. I go back to their recruiting class last year. They had the number one recruiting class of the Big 12. What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means beating Bill Belichick in week one.
Yeah. I look at their top recruits. From last year. I don't even know who these players are. Terry Shelton, their number one receiver in the recruiting class last year. I don't even know who he is. He might not even be there next year. He might enter the portal after like, oh, I didn't get to play. I'm going to enter the portal. It's crazy. So it's funny. Like I walk in, this is the college football show. Not that we only talk about college football, but of all the shows on 97.3 The Fan, we're the ones that love college football the most. I don't even think that's crazy to say, Frank.
No.
Who's the most invested in college football out of all three shows on this station? It'd it's us. And Ben goes like, you know, I just can't get excited for this. I don't know how you guys do it. I was like, I can't either. How do I get excited for kids I'm never going to see? This is the same thing with Major League Baseball and the draft. Like, how important is the MLB draft? How important is the MLB draft for, like, Padre fans? You watch the MLB draft, it's like, all right, cool. Guy seems like a good player. At least with the MLB draft in the Padres, it's like, all right, well, this guy's going to get traded for some stud at the trade deadline. Or we keep him. He looks pretty good. I don't know. He's a high school kid. What do I... Sounds great. I find it funny, like, the people on social media that get super into, the recruiting for college athletics. It's just like, first of all, dudettes, this person, we don't even know if this kid, he's a kid, first of all. Second of all, you don't even know if he's going to, one, pan out. Third, if he does do well, you don't even know if he's going to stay. As I started the entire conversation on National Signing Day, I said it and I'll say it again. It's a great day for the families individually. It's a great day for the kids. They have accomplished making it, and they have to stay in it, right? I mean, it's not a guarantee they get to play for all 4 years of college. But for them, they've accomplished getting a college scholarship to play sports. That is what should be celebrated here today. But from a fan perspective, I don't know why anybody would care. Again, I look back, like, TCU had 20-something guys signed today, 30-something guys signed today. They flipped a receiver from Arizona State. Cool. I don't know what that means. And everybody's, like, freaking out on my, you know, TCU Twitter. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You're not going to see any of these kids. And if you do, great. Like, but until they start playing, and until they got a frog on the side of their helmet, I could really give two bleeps. I really could. It doesn't affect me. I think the biggest thing on National Signing Day, like, this is going to be an interesting experiment. Penn State has nobody today. They don't even have a coach, and so they don't have anybody signing. Who knows if anybody, they're going to get anybody in the transfer. Well, they'll probably get people in the transfer portal after they finally get a coach. But, like, if Penn State has a good year next year, and they don't sign anybody on signing day, it just shows how stupid it is.
The
overreaction of, like, from a fan perspective. For the kids and the families that are signing today, good for them. But if you look at, like, we're going to look at San Diego State's recruiting class briefly at some point because people are going to care. But I look at San Diego State. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to go to Pac-12 for that. They're a Pac-12 school now starting next year.
While you're doing that, Penn State is currently 138th. They have fallen behind Missouri State. They're just ahead of Akron and are currently behind Montana State.
We got hard commits, but we have nobody signed yet for San Diego State, at least that I've seen. I'm sure there's going to, and usually the East Coast schools get their first wave first. I think there's a certain time you got to sign by for your school, whatever it is, or when that school can start getting them. So out here on the West Coast, mostly West Coast kids, they're going to be signing for different deals. But, like, Josiah Lucas is a hard commit to San Diego State. He's a three-star running back at 5'7", 175 from South Grand Prairie, Texas. Are any Aztec fans going to be like, oh, yeah, cool, great. I mean, good for the kid, but at the same time, does it really matter? Like, why don't we go back 4 years? 2022, right? The seniors would be for 2022. If you're San Diego State, Lucky Sutton, he stayed. That's great. But you go down the list, you got a lot of players that aren't here or didn't do anything.
They have San Diego State's Twitter has a litany of kids that have signed.
That's great. I'm sure, because, like, they haven't updated the website yet on 24/7 Sports.
3, 4, 5.
The whole point of the National Signing Day, again today, view it as congratulations to the kids and their families.
As of 24 minutes ago, they have 20 kids that have officially signed.
Out of how many?
I have no idea. It just
they have 20 commits that have signed?
Yes.
It's probably 20. All the hard commits on 24/7 sports.
I would have to assume.
You'd have to go back and see how many of these guys stay and contribute. And somebody had it in the chat. Oh, yeah. Go Aztecs had it in the chat. National Signing Day in the past was a lot more interesting because as a fan, you invested in them for 3 to 4 years. With the portal, no. I totally agree. Before, it was still kind of crazy. It was like, we don't even know if this kid's going to pan out or not. But now with the transfer portal, I mean, you could see if any of these players for San Diego State that they just signed today do well, they're going to be gone within a year or two. If they don't play immediately, there's no develop time, they're going to be gone so they can go somewhere they can play. But the reality is it's just an overhyped day. Again, I've said it before. Like, good for the kids, good for the players, the coaches, all that stuff. But like National Signing Day, it doesn't do anything for me. Oh, this is the problem with like encouraging Juan. He's made us another meme.
That's fair. That was a better one.
The Lane Kiffin stuff is great. The Penn State disaster is also hilarious. If you're a Penn State fan, you have to sit back and just laugh. You have to just laugh.
Can I just have one team that is not a national punchline?
No.
Just one.
It's not how it works. It's not how it works. Here's the other thing. Why are we signing today? Why is today the signing day? Because how does this benefit anything? Like, again,
it's December 3rd, dude. You know what December 3rd is, right?
Biggest fan contest?
It's a Wednesday.
Was I too early on that?
It's a Wednesday.
You got any tickets to give away? Zach Bryan tickets again?
Yeah, we're giving Zach Bryan tickets away all week.
Wow. Get your Spotify Wrapped?
I have not gone on Spotify yet, so no. I
got my Wrapped today. Zach Bryan was on some of that stuff.
Let me see.
Cody, where are the memes? Social media.
Yeah, they're on our Twitter account.
Juan was on it yesterday with the Lane Kiffin stuff. But anyway, we got to fix a lot of this stuff for college football. And we're going to do that at noon. Matter of fact, we're going to do that at noon. I forgot I had a lot of this stuff already built in, Frank. I already got Google Docs with this information on it. So, might have to show some of that on the YouTube page. Nice. Things to fix college football. I was going to start with college football today. I was going to get with a lot of other stuff. But the National Signing Day thing, it's just kind of, I don't know. To me, it's a thing of the past. It's something that should not be super hyped from a fan perspective. It should be super hyped for the families and the players and the coaches that got them to that point. For them, it's a great day. It's a great day. If you're a parent and your kid signed today, it's a great day. It's a massive accomplishment. But if you're a fan of some random college and you're freaking out, either overly excited or underexcited about your recruiting class, brother, it's time to take a deep breath and go do something else. Because it doesn't mean anything. You got any other takes on National Signing Day?
No, I do not. You said it. You said everything I could have said.
Oh, so you agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? At this day and age, like, this Derek Stevenson kid, Aztecs put this out. He's from Katy, Texas. He's a receiver. Welcome to the Mesa. If he leaves in the next 2 years, what does it matter?
Sayonara from the Mesa.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, I could go back and look at some of these. I mean, go back and look at your favorite team, your favorite college team in the recruiting class they had 4 years ago, and tell me how many of those guys are making an impact right now. Maybe they are. I mean, there's a couple guys on TCU's roster they have, but most of those guys they got like in the transfer portal or from somewhere else. I mean, most of that, and here's the other thing too. It's like, why, like Penn State, they're not going to sign anybody at the signing day. They might get a couple people that just want to go there. They're going to live in the transfer portal. That TCU national championship team that went to the national championship, their studs, all transfers. All transfers. And I might actually be better for Penn State to just live off the transfer portal.
If anyone from Penn State is listening, I managed to win a Heisman Trophy with C.J. Baxter, running back. So there you go. I'll take 10% of any income from that.
You still got another 2 weeks before they call you to be the head coach, I think, on that list.
Like I said, C.J. Baxter's your guy.
All right. We're just getting started. I wanted to complain about that for the National Signing Day stuff. Ben's like, I don't know how you guys get excited for this. I don't. It's interesting, but it's not something that, it's not news. Doesn't matter. Ben said it perfectly. He doesn't like doing things that waste his time. This would probably waste his time. We're going to look at some of the other big news in the Padres land in terms of gearing up for the winter meetings. We got to get to that. Latest news and rumors from free agency for Major League Baseball. We're going to try this. The thing is, there's something that came out about that we're going to get to in the 11 o'clock hour. Major League Baseball is using a fan panel.
The MLB created a fan council years ago.
That's great.
And so now they're playing games with the fan council.
Fan council to test labor solutions. We'll see how that goes. We'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. What's next for Aztec football in the 12 o'clock hour? Some NFL news. Lots to get to on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan. Please.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Frank Marchese, I'm Brayden Suprenant. Take a look at a lot. I was looking back at a lot of these signing classes, and just San Diego State's actually done a lot better of a job than a lot of other schools in terms of keeping players to stay or convincing players to stay. But you go through it. I mean, a lot of the players that San Diego State signed in 2022 and 2023 are at different schools now. I mean, this is why it's like from a fan perspective, it's not, you can't overanalyze the recruiting classes. From a individual family perspective, yeah, it's great. It's a great day for you and your kid. I'm not going to take that away. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Kevin in Chula Vista once away. And Kevin, what's going on? Happy National Signing Day, Kevin.
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm just popping corks over this one. So anyway, no, your points are well taken, Brayden. And just anecdotally, I'll bring it back to Marshall Faulk when he got to San Diego State. as a freshman. And unless you were fortunate enough to be at the August practice where this kid was discovered and just unleashed, which was just amazing. I'll never forget the what I saw that day. It was just a sure thing that this guy was going to become an All-Pro. Unless that happens, for the most part, all of this is anonymity. And the only thing that I'm interested in for my program that I'm going to follow, I want to know if they're meeting the needs that are glaring and apparent. And we all know what some of those needs are, for example, at San Diego State. So go back, and I'll finish up with this. Go back and take a look at all of these so-called prognosticators that give grades, et cetera, that are, you know, populating blogs and podcasts and publications. Let's see how accurate they were over time. And I would be betting you dollars to donuts to the mortgage that most of these people that pontificate about recruiting classes, draft classes, I mean, whether it's Mel Kiper on down, you're probably going to find a lot of failure there. So everybody just chill out, get out into the sunshine, enjoy the day, and go Aztecs and go Padres.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Kevin. The prognosticators, Frank. Prognosticators. I mean, you look back at the first signing class that Sean Lewis had. There's like a couple guys that aren't on the team anymore. The top two guys that they signed, Danny O'Neill and Jason Mitchell. Everybody else go down the list has been a part of this team. As I, you know, I'm not just checking on 24/7 Sports. I mean, most of these guys are still enrolled at San Diego State. Only a couple of them have left, and the ones that have left have gone to schools that are not as good as San Diego State. So that's, I think that shows a sign of the culture that they put together at San Diego State with Sean Lewis.
Yeah, absolutely. And we said this year that San Diego State was going to have a better year because now Sean Lewis's focus was just coaching and not doing the job of five different people to try to keep this football program afloat. And that's exactly what's happened. And has gotten to the point where you're scared of the success that Sean Lewis has had because now you're afraid he's going to leave. So, I mean, solid job, and I would hope it's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, and hopefully San Diego State can keep him as long as possible before they have to go find a new guy at this point in time. We're going to talk about Aztec football and what's next in just a little bit. But when we come back, let's get you a quick preview of what to expect at the winter meetings next week for the San Diego Padres. There's a lot that still needed to get accomplished. We're going to discuss that as we return on the Brayden Cipriani Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Midday of the midweek here on the Brayton Soprano Show, setting us over with Sports Station 97.3. The Fan. It is National Signing Day. Trying to keep you updated on where all the local kids are signing. And somebody text me, and I totally agree with this. Like, out of all the sports, Frank, and we're going to get to Padres baseball in a second. What sport has the biggest bust rate for signings? Kids that don't even make the team or never start. He said, I would say baseball. I think it'd be pretty close. Probably baseball.
I would say
maybe college, maybe basketball.
Basketball was my first thought, but possibly football. I know there's a lot of players on a football roster, but there's still more players that go. I would not be surprised if it was football. Honestly, my guess would be basketball, but football would be my number two.
My guess would be baseball. Football, like, there's just all these opportunities to play. Like, unless you're a quarterback, right? Like,
right, but there's also so many kids that sign.
Yeah, but these rosters are 85 minimum.
No, but you're saying who never start. There's
no,
22.
I say never start, never play.
Oh,
never and end play. Up leaving after their freshman year and never playing again.
Basketball, then.
That's got to be basketball or baseball. There's just so many teams. I think baseball might be it because there's so many schools in college athletics that have basketball because you only need 10 players. And so, like, you can find a place, I think, in basketball. But I would probably say, like, I'd probably say baseball. And talk about a bust in terms of, like, a Power Four school signing a guy, and then he never plays for the Power Four school. Doesn't even make the team. There's a lot of those kids out there, too. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to play college athletics. It's hard to play college sports. I think a lot of people don't fully understand how difficult it is to play college sports. I really don't. I'm going to try to get out all the San Diego kids that have signed today. You look at on 24/7 Sports, the number one recruit in San Diego, Brennan Arrington. He has officially signed with Texas A&M today. Congratulations to him. Out of Mount McGill, four-star athlete, according to 24/7 Sports. He was a five-star. I don't know why. And again, that's just what people's opinions are in terms of how far they think that guy can go in the National Football League or in his football career. The other one that I saw on here was Prince Tavazian out of Lincoln. He officially signed with Oregon today, so congratulations to Prince signing with Oregon. We'll have more as they come out. Troy Hune officially signs with Virginia Tech. James Franklin, who was recruiting him to go to Penn State, gets the Virginia Tech job after he gets let go from Penn State. Troy Hune follows with a lot of other players for Virginia Tech. That were Penn State commits that are now going to Virginia Tech. Rocky Cummings, the Carlsbad linebacker and tight end, signs with Texas today. Congratulations to him and his family. And just kind of going through the list, unfortunately, it's most all these California schools. Cash Herrera, who was going to go to Indiana, signs with Boise State today. Congratulations to him and his family as well. I'm just going through like the top 100 here. We'll get to Padres baseball in a second. But a lot of great San Diego players and products signing today on National Signing Day. Isaiah Tokyo, linebacker from Oceanside, signs with Washington today. Congratulations to him and his family. Brady Palmer, quarterback for Cathedral Catholic, signed with Minnesota today. Congratulations to him and his family as well. And that rounds up the top 100. We'll try to put a list together of a San Diego group. There's a lot of names throughout San Diego County. We're producing a lot of great football players here in San Diego. AJ Logan, receiver from Mount McGill, signed with Boise State today. So we'll keep you updated on that as it goes about. But let's talk about, Frank, let's get into this really like timeline, but also things that need to be done as the winter meetings start up. We're going to have reports from Sam Levitt from Orlando. With the winter meetings in Orlando less than a week away, Padres enter one of the most important stretches of their offseason. Although their core roster was partially shaped at the trade deadline, thanks to additions of Mason Miller, Freddie Fermin, and Ramon Laureano, San Diego still faces several major needs, most notably in their starting rotation. Frank, let's get through this. Club needs, obviously, a big thing for the Padres going into the winter meetings. And again, with the winter meetings, they're going to meet about a lot of different stuff, but it's a lot of war rooms in hotel rooms, making trades, getting signings done, and a lot of moving parts of the offseason that will happen starting next week. Let's start with the club needs, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. The Padres' offseason priority, starting pitching, and that need is steep. Despite fielding a strong offense and elite bullpen, the team has only three reliable starting pitchers on its 40-man roster. Expecting to pursue at least three starting pitchers, including another value signing similar to last offseason's Nick Pivetta signing, a first base DH bat, and possibly a middle innings lefty reliever, though the bullpen is still quite deep.
Yeah, I think the bullpen is, you always want to add some bullpen arms here and there. Right, because one, they're affordable, and two, you can never have too much pitching. Obviously, starting pitching needs to be the number one priority, and first baseman and a DH bat. These are all things that we've talked about ad nauseum for the last month, and we'll see if they start getting some of these players either trade or free agency. Again, you know, we had a couple people in the YouTube chat yesterday talking about, like, why would we even talk about the trades? Well, because you got to find ways to get these players on your team under budgetary constraints. So with that, you might have to trade a little bit. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing.
Next up would be those potential trade candidates. While MLB.com's Mark Feinsand listed Jake Cronenworth as San Diego's top trade candidate, citing his versatility and value, a deal remains unlikely. Trading him would open a difficult-to-fill hole in the infield. More realistic trade pieces would include Luis Camposano, a change of scenery candidate who is tendered, potential trades from Padres bullpen depth in exchange for bench help, also a potential doable scenario.
My thing is, I agree with Mark Feinsand on that situation. This is the second time that we have seen a Jake Cronenworth is the most valuable trade candidate for the Padres.
Yes.
Followed by, very unlikely he gets traded. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, I think that sets up for the look of the major league team. There's not going to be a lot of trades that involve, in my opinion, major league baseball players on the Padres. I don't think they're trading any of those players away. Luis Camposano, I do think, is a little bit more realistic in terms of a trade piece, but he's a good backup catcher right now for the Padres. And unless you get like a backup catcher back, and a deal, I don't see the Padres really moving him, even though it's probably time to move on from him. I also don't think he gives you a lot of value in a trade, because I don't think a lot of people view Luis Camposano as this major reclamation project that they think they're going to make the guy into a stud. But you never know. I mean, you never know how other organizations evaluate your organization. I mean, the Padres do, because they have conversations with all these teams all the time. We don't, fans don't, we don't know how the Yankees view it, the Pirates, the Nationals, the Braves. I mean, there's all these teams out there that might view certain players higher than the Padres do, or vice versa. So from that perspective, I find it hard to believe that Luis Camposano will get traded. But I do agree, it's a more realistic trade piece. I also think the Padres' bullpen depth will probably be used to find some bench help. I do agree with that, because most of the prospects that the Padres have right now that are good
are relievers,
are bullpen arms. Mm-hmm. And you could take away from a major strength. It's still going to be, and it's not, you're not going to make it a mediocre part, but you have to find ways to allocate and help all assets of your team. So I can see that being the case.
Hey, Money in the chat, I know you were kidding with your trade proposal there. Don't be a Yankee fan. Don't be a Yankee fan. Hey, we're going to trade you five AAA guys that no one is going to want ever for your best player. Please do not be a Yankee fan.
All right.
Prospects to know, and we'll look at the prospects a little bit more later on. Ethan Salas, the organization's top prospect, enters a pivotal 2026 season after missing most of 2025 with a back injury. The Padres need him to regain the form that once made him a consensus top 10 prospect in baseball. Miguel Mendez is a 23-year-old right-hander, was added to the 40-man roster after posting a 3.22 ERA with 118 strikeouts over 95 innings. Preller believes he could contribute at the big league level this year, though the team will still add multiple starters.
That was probably a move to protect. I don't want to jump the gun here, but I'm assuming when I see moves like that to add him to the 40-man roster, it's protect from Rule 5 draft.
Yes, I would agree with that, and that's where we were going next with the Rule 5 draft.
Which
outlook.
Will happen next week.
Yes, San Diego expected Mendez and Garrett Hawkins, protected Mendez and Garrett Hawkins from the Rule 5 draft pick, but several top 30 prospects remain, including left-handed pitcher Jager Haynes, right-handed pitcher Francis Pena, infielder Romero Sanabria, right-handed pitcher Isaiah Lau, whichever one, and right-handed pitcher Victor
Lizarraga.
There you go. 10, 20, 21, 27, and 28 in the top 30, respectively. With six open spots on the 40-man roster, the Padres could also be active in selecting players during the Rule 5 draft, similar to the success they had with Stephen Kolek from 2 years ago.
Not only that, remember the first year of A.J. Preller? He grabbed three guys.
I remember. He
grabbed Luis Torrens.
Crazy that first
year. Alan Cordoba. And who was the other guy he grabbed? I'm blanking. Miguel Diaz, I think it was. The bullpen arm. Those are the three Rule 5 draft picks that they had that first year. But here's the thing with the Rule 5 draft. Like, people go like, oh my God, it's, you know, we got all these guys exposed. I mean, there was the one that really was interesting. I remember this too, is they didn't protect, oh, what's his name? The big fella. What was his name?
From when?
He was on the same team as Hunter Renfro. Oh, Franmil Reyes. Franmil Reyes. So I remember they did not protect Franmil Reyes 1 year. And they're like, oh, he's going to be gone. Like, because he had a great, he raked in AAA or whatever it was. And they did not protect him on the 40-man roster. Like, he's for sure is going to be gone. There's no way. And he got passed up. The thing with the 40-man roster, or sorry, with the Rule 5 draft, is you have to have the guy in the big league club.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at a lot of teams in Major League Baseball. There's not a lot of teams in Major League Baseball that want to keep one of these guys for the entire season on the 26-man roster.
And if they
there's
don't.
Ways around it with the injured list and stuff, but still, if they, as Frank was about to say, if they can't keep him on the roster and he didn't play well, guess what they have to do, Frank?
He's coming back.
They got to send him back to the team that they drafted him from or try to work a trade. So even though there's about five guys exposed right now out of the top 30 prospects for the Rule 5 draft, not every single one of those guys is automatically going to disappear because he has to be on a big league club. And so you have a little bit of a rolling of the dice when it comes to this. So six open spots in the 40-man roster, five guys sitting there that they could potentially add. I would imagine they add a couple of those players, and then maybe they leave some space open for a future Stephen Kolek type pickup. I mean, there might be some of those players available that you get to see with the Rule 5 draft. And A.J. Preller's had some success with the Rule 5 draft in the past. They're going to have to, with budgetary constraints, they have to get creative in assembling a roster. One burning question, Frank. And it's such a burning question that Joe Musgrove has asked this morning on Ben and Woods. We're going to get to what Joe Musgrove had to say later on in the 11 o'clock hour. But one burning question that we continue to talk about, I don't know how many segments we have had on this since the Padres got eliminated by the Cubs in October, but what's the one burning question?
The one burning question would be, what do you do with Mason Miller? Padres must decide how to maximize the value of Mason Miller, whose electric stuff made him one of the most dominant relievers in baseball late in 2025. Two key paths exist. One, keep him as the dominant back-end reliever. With Robert Suarez gone in free agency, Miller could seamlessly take over the ninth-inning duties. Or two, convert him to a starter. His talent suggests significant upside in the rotation, but the injury risk and overall workload considerations make this a challenging decision. San Diego's verdict on Miller's role will heavily influence their entire winter strategy, including how aggressively they pursue starting pitching. And again, this was all from MLB.com. This is also all from AJ Cassaville's newsletter, if you want to take a look at what Cassaville wrote about.
Take this. A deeper dive into it. Here's my thing on the Mason Miller deal. I think from a business standpoint, it makes more sense for him to try to be a starting pitcher. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Because whatever you decide to do with Mason Miller, you have to get the opposite in free agency or in a trade. What's easier to get in free agency in a trade?
Reliever.
Relief pitching. Like, is he the best bullpen pitcher in baseball? Yes. Yes, he is. He is the best. But at the same time, he'd still probably be a very above average starting pitcher. It's not like, and here's the thing, like when they asked AJ Preller about it like months ago, he said, well, we don't want to take a super big asset and make it mediocre and then have two mediocre assets. I agree with that. But I don't think Mason Miller as a starting pitcher would become a mediocre pitcher. I don't think he's a mediocre starter. I think he has an opportunity to be an above average starter in Major League Baseball. And I think it's more valuable to have him pitch multiple innings than just pitch one inning when you have a lead. And like we've mentioned multiple times, if you don't have starting pitching to get to the bullpen, what does it matter anyway? So I think you give it a chance. I think you give it a chance because I'm telling you, for everybody that says, you know, keep everything in the bullpen the same, who are you going to go have start games for you? I mean, it's a big roll of the dice to go sign a Chris Paddock, Cal Quantrill-type arm and hope that they could be guys that are going to get you through. And again, it's not like Mason Miller's going to be throwing 104 every single pitch as a starter. It's going to go down in velocity. He'll probably pitch at like the high 90s. That will help his arm out a little bit, but they have to make that decision relatively soon because they need to put a plan together for their offseason, but also Mason Miller's got to adjust his workouts based on whether or not he's going to be a starting pitcher or a bullpen pitcher. So, from that, that's a big question. Padres internally are still discussing this. I think we've agreed on the show that we think you should give it a shot.
Yeah.
I just think Padres fans are pessimistic of the sense of they've been burned so many times that like if they try to do it, all of a sudden everybody's arms getting blown out. To me, you can't think scared like that or you'll never be good at anything.
It's definitely the risk you take. And again, the biggest hurdle from what we understand has been cleared, which is that does Mason Miller want to do it? And from what we've heard from Dan Plesac yesterday was it sounds like he does want to do it. So there is your biggest hurdle cleared is getting the athlete on board with completely changing his career path. And again, it's the easiest thing to do right now. He's missing no time. He can get his arm ramped up. He can get ready to go and do this going into next year. And if it doesn't work, guess what? That elite ninth inning arm that you guys wanted so desperately, he's back. So you lose nothing if it doesn't work as him being a starter.
And like I said, it's not like you're going to go, and then it's like, all right, well, he's having arm issues, but let's just keep this going until he blows out his arm, and then we'll move him back. They're not going to do that. They're going to be, they already monitor and handle pitchers in this day and age with knit gloves. They already are so careful with pitchers. Are we thinking they're not going to be super careful with Mason Miller?
I'm sure they will
be. Like how reckless do you think the Padres organization is? And you're going to be like, yeah, just keep throwing. Come on.
Correct. You can't stop major arm injuries, though.
But if you keep pushing a little bit more and strengthening, and if he has setbacks or one or two, it's like, all right, well, I don't know if we can keep doing this.
Which is why you do this during the off-season when there's no games being played and he can't miss time.
See how he feels. Keep it going. The thing with the arms, the biggest arm issue problem is sliders. more than it is the fastball. Even though the fastballs are scary on the arm, the slider is a pitch. Maybe he uses a changeup a lot more as a starting pitcher. There's other things to it. When we come back, latest rumors around Major League Baseball, and what did Joe Musgrove say about Mason Miller potentially being a starter? That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.